You lucky bastards. Tonight is our live stream.
Tonight is the live stream for the Feed Nova Scotia Canadian Politics is Boring live stream event.
With live streaming for Feed Nova Scotia.
Feed Nova Scotia, very live important stream. Cause with special guest Jonathan Torrance, who is probably going to be way funnier than we are, we hope.
Letterkenny, Mr. D,
Trailer Park Boys,
other things.
Other things. In a short film of mine, Wingman.
It was in one of Jesse directed him in a movie.
That's true.
That no one has seen.
Anyway, this is your last chance to get tickets tonight. Tonight is the night, 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, scroll down a wee bit, and there you can buy tickets for $15. It's a 90-minute show. You can talk with us. We won't hear your voice. You can just chat and we'll respond in that fun sort of yay happy way. It's for a really good cause. All the money is going to charity to Feed Nova Scotia. Come and we will see you tonight. On with the show.
On with
the show. Welcome. Ooh, I'm so excited for day 11. I properly cooked my beaver meat last night, by the way. That's why you see my eyebrows are singed and my beard half gone. But there's soot that I have yet to clean off of my forehead, but I wear it as a pride, a badge of honor for having properly cooked my beaver meat. I wasn't really able to eat the metal wire, but I did try, and the beaver meat was hard and rough as is the tradition for Wafakak.
I was weak. I am not heat resistant like you.
I'm not heat resistant at all.
And I can already feel a storm brewing in my semicolon. So it's the fan on my laptop.
Oh.
It's the storm brewing in my semicolon. it sounds like a laptop fan. It's not cooling the hard drive, it's brewing. So day 12.
Wow. Did we do day 11? No, this is day 11. Yesterday was day 10.
Was it?
Yeah, I think.
Oh my God, we've lost track of days.
Is it?
It is day 11 then.
Day 11 of Wafakak.
I'm going to open the door. Don't try and stop me.
I will not try and stop you. I'm really glad I didn't try to stop you. That sounds great.
You would have been a fool.
Right.
Because I'm in a bad mood.
Right.
Because of the storm brewing in my semicolon.
From the poorly cooked
beaver meat.
Beaver meat. Yeah. Right.
Because I am afraid of fire, like most wild animals. So, generous Canadians.
That's...
Discuss. Generous Canadians.
I'd say most Canadians would be classified as generous.
I would say they are generous, yeah.
Yeah, and polite. Yeah.
And polite. That's it. I just wrote those two words down.
Oh, that's it.
That's literally it.
That's,
I'm joking. There's okay. More. Oh. The look on your face as you
realized the lack of research for
terrified the quality. Day 11. The daily format would erode the quality standards we set for this show.
What is day 11? What's behind door number 11?
Generous Canadians. According to Statistics Canada,
yes,
they need to come up with a better name, like the Council of Statistical Information Lords.
Oh, I like that. As long as there's lords in the title. Yeah.
The Stats Canada, apparently 12.7 million Canadians, 44% of the population aged 15 and over, volunteered through a group organization in 2013. At Christmas. And the average donation amount from Canadians in 2015 during the holiday season was $300 each. That's almost as much as a person in Quebec would spend on at Christmas.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, Canadians are inherently generous with both money and time at Christmas.
Aw, that's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Snowflake, Manitoba and volunteer my time.
I want to go to Ranger Station and volunteer my time.
What are you going to... How would you volunteer your time? What's going to benefit society as a whole doing Wafakak?
I'd be training the reindeer to do tricks.
Yeah.
And to not spit at you when you try to ride them.
Great.
Right? And do not freak out when I try to give them a leather coat that I have dosed in gasoline and set on fire to make them look pretty as they run through the streets of Reindeer Station.
You shouldn't set animals on fire.
No, no, just the coat.
Although you do
just
have the coat that it's wearing. You do have a history with trying to approach elks and things. So.
I didn't set the elk on fire.
No, but you tried to hug it.
I did. I was trying to be nice.
And then he ran away from it like a...
I was being
like,
generous with my hugs.
Like a silly, scared person. Only right. curious, it hadn't followed you. Meanwhile, you cheered your friend up.
It was
despite it all happening at a sulfur mine.
It was genuinely terrifying.
If you haven't listened to the episode where this story is from, I can't remember the name or the title of the episode. So just go back to the start and listen through all of them until you get to it.
That's the best way to do it, yeah. Really. So give me some examples of when you've moved to Nova Scotia. What is it, 3 years ago now? How long has it been?
2.5 years
ago. 2.5 years ago. Do you have any examples of generous Canadians during Christmas time that stood out for you? Please just say no and have the story be over.
I once ordered a box of 20 Timbits, opened it up, there were 21 inside. It might have been an accident.
I doubt it. They count.
But I like
things.
To think it was a symbol of the human spirit.
Right. Yeah, that's
just one of many examples. Once I ordered 10 Timbits and there were 11 in there.
Are all your stories going
to be? And then another time I ordered 50 Timbits and there's an extra half of a Timbit. Someone had bitten half of it and put what was left in.
All of your stories are Timbit related, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, the generosity astounds me even today.
This might be the weakest of the stories for our advent calendar so far. What are we going to talk about today? The fact that Canadians are generous at Christmas. And somehow it's one of the longest episodes we've recorded. We're going to have to cut this down. But like,
with two or three statistics. It's a daily format. It's only supposed to be a few minutes of fun a day. Again, if you don't like it, you can listen to them as a bunch.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea.
Well, let's never speak of day 11 of Wolfgang again. And let's look forward to day 12, which has a much better story waiting.
Okay, but what am I expecting tonight on day 11 of Wolfgang when I go home?
Tonight is the night where everyone knits and then wears crazy looking Wolfgang jumpers.
Jumpers?
Yeah.
Like onesie.
Sorry, a sweater.
Oh, a sweater. A jumper. I thought it was like a onesie.
Jumper is a British word for what you would call a sweater.
Oh, okay.
A sweater. Which you wear to sweat.
So everyone who, you don't even know how to knit, you just like what you YouTube a tutorial on how to knit and then you do your best to knit a sweater for everyone else in your family or you pick someone else and they knit a sweater for you, you knit a sweater for them.
Have to learn rapidly.
And then you wear it that night or you wear it the next day?
You probably start about 7. You're hoping to have a solid, jumper / sweater. By about 9, and then you wear it.
I mean, that doesn't sound so bad.
No.
Okay.
It's funny. So I say jumper, but you don't wear them to jump. You say sweater, and you don't wear them to sweat.
No, but you do sweat on them.
You do. But you don't. You might jump. That's optional.
Right. Yeah.
Words are weird.
You're weird.
Yeah. Well, bye. We'll see you tomorrow for day 12.
Bye.
Happy Wolfgang, everybody.